to Bluegrass in the Hop, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
A burden is an invisible weight you carry on your soul. Picture a man walking down the street with three or four suitcases on his back. Well, you know, your soul can get loaded down with invisible baggage. We acquire burdens or baggage by continually mulling over problems that bother us. Rest for your body comes by sleeping. But only Jesus can give you rest for your soul. He said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11:28-30. We carry excess baggage because, well, we really haven't learned from Jesus how to correctly think and live. Here are a few burdens that weigh down our souls. Number one, guilt. What is guilt? Guilt, refusing to believe that Jesus will forgive all your sins. Number two, grudges, wanting to punish those who have hurt you. You know the old saying, hurt people, that's true, isn't it? Number three, worry, that's refusing to trust God to take care of your problems. Number four, depression, the darkness that comes to your soul when you lose hope. Psalm 42:5 says, "Why, my soul, are you so downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God." Now, to get rid of our baggage, we must cast your burden upon the Lord. Psalm 55:22. I want you to notice something about that verse. God does not automatically remove your burdens from you. He instructs you to cast them to Him. When you throw a ball, you must let go of it. And after you cast your problem into the Lord's hands, the weight will be lifted off your soul. Think about it.
Bluegrass in the Highlands on this rainy Sunday afternoon, Jim.
It is, Dave, but it's warm out there. Feels
yeah,
like
it feels great.
Absolutely.
Did you have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend. What about you?
Well, we owe you a great deal of gratitude. Mr. Jim O'Brien oversaw our new community life building and put our basketball goals together.
Ooh, I had a lot of help. That wasn't a one-man job. That took a bunch of them.
Well, and you know, we had several people stay
sure
and help.
Did.
And our good neighbor and friend, Dickie Crump, come over and helped us.
Appreciate that.
That's nice of Dickie to do that. And we had a good fellowship with him. And it's good to see him again.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see more of him. Really would.
May be able to.
Yeah. But, Jim, thank you for heading that up.
Well, thanks,
we've got a beautiful facility over there that we've been blessed with. And we're going to try to expand on that. Grow it even more. It's the fourth Sunday, Jim.
Absolutely.
And that means the Highland Bluegrass Quartet's in the house. And how is everybody?
Everybody's great. Brother, just came off a great tour from the Highland Church this morning.
Oh, we had a great
played three songs.
Had a pretty good crowd, didn't we?
Had a real good crowd.
We did pretty good for Sunday, didn't we?
Nobody left either.
Everybody stayed.
You know, Brother Jerry sent me a Del McCurry song last night that is a really good song that we're going to have to learn.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can. Let's go, guys. We got the quartet here today.
I know God's not dead, He's still alive. I know God's not dead, He's still alive. I know God's not dead, He's still alive. I can feel Him in my hands, I can feel Him in my feet, I can feel Him all over me. Him this morning, God not dead. Oh, I talked with Him this morning, God not dead. Oh, I talked with him this morning. God not dead. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Saved me when I was lost. God not dead. Oh, he saved me when I was lost. God not dead. Oh, he saved me when I was lost. God not dead. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. I was sick. God not dead. Oh, he healed me when I was sick. God not dead. Oh, he healed me when I was sick. God not dead. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. I can feel him all over me.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God is not dead. I can feel him. There was an article several years ago in Time magazine. As a matter of fact, 50 or 51 years ago, Brother David, that asked the question, is God dead? And Time magazine came out this past week, I believe it was, with an edition, maybe in honor of that 50th anniversary. I think it was 50 years, might have been 51, that asked, is truth dead? Is truth dead? Well, there's one truth, and I deal with it every day, Jim. I have to fight sin every day of my life. Every day of my life, I have to fight it. And it wants to eat us up. This next song is about an old boy that realized just how blessed he had been all those years with a precious mother, and how he had no doubt dealt with sin himself. It's called simply Mama.
Mama wonders sometimes how I ever got by, running wild and driving you crazy, telling you lies. You turned to Jesus when my ways were too much to bear. Mama, you must have been listening to all of your prayers. Mama, I hope you're still praying for me every night. I'm always trying to do what you taught me was right. Sometimes it's hard to stay on the road straight and true. Mama wouldn't know which way to turn without you. Understand how you could do all you did with just two loving hands. as they work at the end of the day. Those hands held the Bible you read me, show me the way. Mama, I hope you're still praying for me every night. I'm always trying to do what you told me was right. Sometimes it's hard to stay on the rough range room. Mama wouldn't know which way to turn without you.
Oh, Mama.
Amen. What's up over there, Jimbo?
Think about that song right there, how many mothers prays for their sons.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know,
and a lot of them's in, probably in jail right now, and their
sure.
mother's still praying for them.
Sure.
You know,
you know, that reminds me. I'm cutting in where I shouldn't.
You're fine, brother.
Right ahead.
You know, sometimes the inmates will say when we leave on Thursday, they'll say, would you do me a favor? And a lot of them want money. And, of course, you can't give them money there. But some of them will say, would you call my mother?
Is that right?
And here's her number. Would you please call her? And I make them this promise. Before I leave the parking lot, I will call your mother. Do my best to get in touch with her and give her the message.
You know, brother, you preached Wednesday night on prayer and answered prayers was part of it. And how many years has mothers prayed for sons?
Absolutely.
And the longevity of prayer,
and our,
staying with prayer.
And our mothers
yes.
has prayed for us, and we
yes.
probably didn't know it at the time.
Right. Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pray a prayer for 10, 15 years, and you got to keep praying that
gotta
prayer.
Got to keep praying. Got to keep praying.
Can't quit.
We forget. You know, we forget. Children forget.
Mm-hmm.
Mommies never forget.
No.
No.
I was preaching one time, and I'm cutting into the commercial.
You're not, you go
I was
right
preaching
ahead.
One time, 1995. You say, how do you remember it's 1995? Because it was exactly 30 years after I made one of the worst mistakes of my life. I was getting on the back of a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And Mommy come to the door, and she said, Jerry Michael, please don't get on that motorcycle. And I said something I shouldn't have said to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And told her to get on back in the house. I'm a 16-year-old boy. I'm
yeah.
having a good time. I didn't think another thing about it. Fast forward 30 years, I'm preaching one Sunday morning. Tell me God don't work. Preaching one Sunday morning on children, obey your parents in the Lord. And that came to me. Now, I preached it before, but it came to me that Sunday morning. And I said, Mom, excuse me just a minute. Were you there in that service, brother? I said, excuse me just a minute. I said, church, excuse me. I said, Mom, I saw her sitting back there. I said, Mom, do you remember? And I talked about it. She said, I remember. I said, I never did ask you to forgive me and tell you I was sorry. She said, you know what she said? Lynn, you know what she said? I forgave you a long time
Amen.
Ago.
Amen.
Mama.
That's what our Lord and Savior does to
you. Amen.
It's God.
Amen.
You remember that, bro.
Jim, I had at my house yesterday the James Gang.
I heard about that.
The James Gang. And I'm talking about James McCoy and his crew come out to my house yesterday. And you talk about some of the greatest guys I've ever seen in my life. He has got a crew out there.
I'd tell you this.
We had a time out there. Boy, you should see my house right now.
I run into him, I was telling you, about a week or two ago over in Martin County, over on Coldwater. Yeah. I was over there cutting some brush along the road.
I'll tell you what, Jim. If you need any landscaping done, he is your man.
That's for sure.
He's got my place looking just wonderful.
And I'd say you was well satisfied when he left, wasn't you?
Very satisfied. He made sure of it.
That's true. He
will. You know, he's got a crew working with him.
He does.
He's got Jerry, Joe, and Almond. And those are some of the hardest working guys I've ever seen in my life. And we got out there James didn't like it, but I took a little coffee break with him. And told him I'd been down at church to men's breakfast. And invited them to come and be with me next time.
Yeah, well, good.
But they got a good crew down there. They really do.
Absolutely.
We're talking about McCoy's Tree Service in Inez, Kentucky. 395-0473. You know, they said, James, we look at James like a father.
Absolutely.
I said, how's he pay you? And they said, weekly. Very weekly. No.
It's like a father. Hey, that's just like a father, eh?
No. James takes good care. He's been in tree trimming, tree topping, stump removal for over 40 years, Jim, and he's insured, and we can vouch for his team.
Absolutely.
And
sure
he does great work, and if you need anything done like that, a weed eating or landscaping, he's your man.
That's true.
395-0473, and he does free estimates and senior citizens discounts. And he said, with my gray hair, he give me the senior citizens discount. Yeah.
Whether you deserved it or not.
That's right. I also want to talk about our good friends at Osmond, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Right here in town.
Where are they located, Jimbo?
412 Second Street.
There you go. There you go. We're talking about Osmond, O'Brien, and Butcher. They'll fight for you. If you need an attorney, they're the people to go see. And the nice thing I like about Osmond, O'Brien, and Butcher is they speak your language.
Absolutely.
You know, I went down and saw Brett not too long ago. Come right out in the lobby and sat with me. I didn't have to wait a long time. And I didn't even have a case. I was just talking with him. But he took the time out to talk to me. And that's important. That's really important. Very good quality he has there, to take the time
you
to talk to him.
You feel comfortable with him when they talk to you
and
like that.
And if you need any type of attorney for anything, go see our good friends at Osmond, O'Brien, and Butcher. And you can phone them at 789-1111. And I'll tell you what, sometime in your life you're going to need an attorney. So go ahead and get your consultation down there with them. Get to know the folks. They want to get to know you. And they'll treat you very nice down there. Osmond, O'Brien, but you're located at
412 Second Street, right
there. There you go. 789-1111. Now let's get back to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Satan, jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God in his soul has me down. He set me free, he made me his own, and he helped me cast off. If I could be king or ruler of nations, where jewels and diamonds abound, I'd rather know that I have salvation than to know my reward was Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God from my soul has reached down. His love set me free, he made me his own, and he helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown. When I've lived my life so reckless and evil, drinking and running around, the things I would do were the will of the devil. I would give him my soul for Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free, he made me his own, and he helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown.
Amen. Satan's jewel crown. What a great song that is. And thank God for new endings, right? Amen. The great thing about that is we all quit at the same time. Amen. Don't tell on us, Jim.
Oh,
I know whose tears. Let's move right into another one. What do you say? I was hanged on the highest hill. I was hanged on the highest hill. I was hanged on the highest hill. I know blood would soon be spilled if I were slain in foreign lands. I was slain in foreign lands. If I were slain in foreign lands, I know the touch would take my hand. Mother, my first companion. Mother, my truest friend. Mother, way up in heaven, we'll meet again. If I were drowned in the deepest sea, if I were drowned in salt sea, if I were drowned in salt sea, I know who tears come down to me. If I were dead in the cause of right, if I were dead in the cause of right, if I were dead in the cause of right, I know whose lamp would pierce the night. Mother, my first companion. Mother, my truest friend. Mother, way up in heaven, we'll meet again. Soul. If I were damned both body and soul, if I were damned both body and soul, I know whose prayers, sweet prayers would make me whole. Mother, my first companion. Mother, my truest friend. Mother, way up in heaven, we'll meet again. Amen. I know whose tears. You know, that started out as a poem. Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling wrote that poem years ago. If I were hanged on the highest hill, yeah, whose love would come up to me still? Yeah, oh mother of mine, oh mother of mine. Yeah, great, great poet. Here's another good old song.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
It's the good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. Jim, they've got a lot of rental property, too.
They sure have.
That we need to mention for them. But our oldest sponsor, you know, they've been around since about 2004 with
us. That long time.
It's a long time. No!
That's longer than.
Let me back up. Well,
over 30 years, wasn't it?
1994, I
there
should
you
say.
Go.
My
now,
goodness.
You're kidding, right?
I started when I was three.
No. Three?
No. Yeah.
There, death or snake on.
But, you know, you're about ready to turn the air conditioners on, so you need to get Fannin's to check all your filters
Absolutely.
Out.
They'll be turned on this week,
That's
according
right.
to the weather.
Turn this air conditioner on, is that what he said?
Yeah. And I've got two good American Standard units outside my kitchen, and they're quiet as a mouse.
Don't
quiet
even know.
As they say, quiet as church moths.
Don't even okay. know they're there, do you?
That's exactly right. And our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, that's James Andrew, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home. They're located on the Starfire Hill here in Paintsville, Kentucky. Got a wonderful facility up there. They can handle any type of funeral, from large to small, from relocation to military.
Absolutely.
And you know you can go ahead and pre-plan your funeral and pay it now.
Up front.
And that cost is what it'll be if you live another 30 years.
And it can be paid off by then.
That's exactly right. So that's our good friends at Jones Preston. Go see, buy and see James Andrew. And we want to put a plug in for our Lord Has the Answer every Thursday morning
Absolutely.
At 10:30. Timotheus and Jerry gets on, and you had a lot of phone calls this week, brother.
Yeah, now that's
emails.
God's point of view.
I'm sorry, God's point of view.
God's point of view. Paul Wayne.
I was thinking of Paul Wayne.
He appreciates that.
He
does.
Appreciates
that's
the plug.
Yeah, yeah.
But God's point of view.
God's point of view. 10:30 Thursday mornings. We've been really busy here lately, and love it that way. Actually, what we need is more time. We really
Amen.
Need more time.
You know, I was listening to your show the other day, and I was amazed to hear that you're in your fourth year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Time flies, doesn't it?
But you know, Jerry, if they want a little kind of a live preview of God's point of view, they can come out to church tonight.
Sure.
And sit in your study. And you have a class. Tell us a little bit about that on Sunday
nights. Sunday nights, we have a little different format than we've had previously.
Mm.
I guess all the years we've been together.
Yeah.
Sunday night was pretty much like Sunday morning. I mean, you had the same great preaching on
yeah.
Sunday night as a joke, Linda. Same great preaching on Sunday night. Yeah. As we did on Sunday morning. But we changed that to do something a little different, and it has caught on like wildfire. Everybody wants to go back, wants to stay with that instead of going back to the great preaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Life groups, it's a series of classes. We got classes going on everywhere.
Yeah. It's, and you know.
You're teaching a class.
I am.
John.
The one thing I've got out of, that I didn't anticipate, you build friendships, and you get to know the brothers
yes.
and sisters better.
Yes.
So one-on-one with them.
Thus, the title, Life Groups.
Oh, it's great. It's
doing
great.
Life together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have a show on Sunday morning that's been on the air for 33 years or so?
Going on 33.
Oh, my
been
goodness.
Been on 32. Being on 33rd year. Well, we start this October, I believe, 33rd year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, we're excited
Amen.
About it. As a matter of fact, I did a little informal survey a few days ago, Jim. And I saw some folks, they said they were still listening, and I said, well, let me just do a little brief survey here. Would you like for the program to stay on the air or go off the air? Oh, keep it on the air. So not a formal survey, just a really informal survey of two. But both of them said, yeah, keep it going.
So your daughter?
Woo! All right. All right, let's kick it off before we go any further. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that horse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Well,
unbroken by and by the Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. Oh, my mother, you are taken, Lord, I hate to see you go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better on the way than in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, the crowd loads close behind her, trying to hold up and be brave. But I could not hide the sorrow when we lay her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a feather on the way to in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Missed my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, oh, home so sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. We sing songs of our childhood, hymns of faith that made us strong. Was our mother had told us, hear the angels sing along. We'll circle the unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Amen. Will the circle be unbroken? We're trying to learn a new version of that. Joe Mullins and the Isaacs version. Great song. Great song. In the meantime, let's do an old classic from Bill Monroe, Glenn John. What do you say? You up for that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I bet I know what it is.
Yeah. It's called Footprints in the Snow. Kick it off, Wichita. Like summertime, they can walk about. Strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasant, there's no doubt. Give me the winter time when the snow's on the ground. Founder when the snow's on the ground. I traced your little footprints in the snow.
I found her footprints in the snow. Blessed happy day when Nellie lost her way. Found her when the snow was on the ground. And to see her, there was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out and be returning soon. I found the little footprints and traced it through the snow. I found her when the snow was all around. I traced her footprints in the snow. I found her footprints in the snow, Lord. Blessed happy day when Nellie lost her way. Found her when the snow was on the ground. Now she's up in heaven, she's with the angel band. I know I'm gonna meet her in that promised land. Every time the snow falls, bring back memories. I found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced her footprints in the snow. I found her footprints in the snow. That's a happy day when Nellie lost her way. Found her when the snow's on the ground.
Dude, I'm pretty nervous for this date.
Nah, you got this. First dates are all about finding what you have in common.
Like putting sweaters on dogs?
Sure, but I was thinking about going to a place you both like, where you both can get your favorites.
Oh, like McDonald's.
Exactly. But do yourself a favor. Please, don't tell any of your elevator jokes.
But they work on so many levels.
You and your date will love getting a crispy, flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwich or savory sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $2 each. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Your morning routine has been so routine. Wake up and go to work. Well, change it up. Wake up and go to McDonald's for a delicious McCafe coffee. It's just $1. Wake up and win the day. Get any size coffee freshly brewed every 30 minutes for $1. Or delicious small mocha, latte, or hot chocolate for $2. Buy 5 McCafe beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 for participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
And then they're telling baby stories, aren't you?
Yeah. Showing pictures.
You're not a bit proud, are you, Jim?
Oh, man. What do you think?
My goodness. Well, all I can say is it's a good thing he looks like his mommy.
Absolutely.
And old hairy legged grandpa and daddy of his. So.
Amen to that.
Now they're good friends at McDonald's with 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. And McDonald's is real good about giving back to each community that they serve, Jim. And they've got fine food at fine prices there. I know Quinn likes to run over there, and she likes the chicken McNuggets and things like that. And I'm kind of hooked on the I like the number 2. That's my new favorite.
Well, I stop by every morning, get a cup of coffee and a sausage and biscuits.
I see you lounging over there every now and then.
Yeah.
But go see our good friends. And when you're in the drive-thru, drop your change in
McDonald's house.
The Ronald McDonald House, that serves so many people, it really does.
Absolutely.
Well, who of the Highland Bluegrass Quartet's a good checker player? Somebody has got to beat up on Mr. Phillip.
I think you would do a good job.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's pressure right there.
Yeah.
Too much pressure for that, isn't
it? Phillip is still the champion.
Absolutely.
But we're talking about our good friends at Phillip's Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road, 297-3456. He may be beatable because every time I go out there, he's busy. So he's not
getting
a chance to play a lot or play a lot of checkers. And I'll tell you what, if you go in there now, Jim, Andrew, this is a good tip for you because you're a Lawrence County boy, and the coffee's not made yet, you better have 2 or 3 hours. They've got the slowest coffee pot in the world.
Best thing to do is call about an hour before you get there.
And say, put it on, boys. I'll be in.
I'll be there in a minute.
That's right. But they're all geared up for spring, Jim. They've got all your garden seed, and they've got all your anything you need for your garden, and they got all the tillers out there.
That's
they've
true.
Got all your lawn mowers.
You see a lot of people working on their gardens right now, so that's a place to go get your seeds.
Oh man, they have got all your grass seed out there, and some of the finest selection of lawnmowers.
Absolutely.
And if you've horsed around all summer and not got your lawnmower, your weed eater fixed, take it out there. They do small engine repair at Phillips.
That's true.
And
Dave,
the bill pay out there, Jim, it's you can go out there and pay your bills and not have on your electric bill. There's no charge, and there's a lot of bills like that. There's no charge or minimum charge. There's no waiting in line at Phillips to pay your bills.
No.
You just get right in.
Walk in, pay.
That's like a lot of money on late fees if it's due that day.
That's true. And one thing about is small engine repair, if you cannot get your lawnmower or weed eater out there, call them. They
right.
come pick it up.
And, Jim, I know there's times you've been out in the field and needed electricity. They can rent generators down there.
Absolutely.
They rent log splitters and a variety of things they can rent down there.
They sure can.
And they got the C-Series furnaces available, too, down there. And don't think those are just for winter. They heat your hot water for you.
That swimming pool.
Save a boatload of money.
Absolutely.
Now heat your pool for you too. They just got, they're your one stop for spring and summer. And don't forget the fishing hole.
Hey.
Every now and then we get a little leisure time to go fishing or something like that. And they know what they're talking
they've
about.
They've got everything you need
hole.
Right there.
Oh, they get all their stuff from the same people that Bass Pro gets there. So
absolutely.
They got the pow rods and all that. They're ready to go. At Phillips, 297-3456, and tell them we sent you in. I want to mention the Highland Bluegrass, not the Highland, but the Highland Church of Christ community announcements here. This is what's going on at the Highland Church. We have some birthdays. Kathy Castle is on the 26th. Andrew, your mom's got a birthday.
Yeah, I just realized that this morning.
What is the date today?
Today is the 26th. Tomorrow, the 27th.
Tomorrow. So you're going to spend somewhere right under $1,000 on
somewhere
her.
Somewhere under there, yeah.
Somewhere. Well, Janie, happy birthday to you, honey.
Sure.
She told me the other day that he's not too old to take a belt to yet. So.
I can outrun her, though.
I don't know. She's pretty. She's wiry, buddy. Bob Picklesheimer is on the 28th. No, he shares a birthday with your mom. And then Janie Harlow is on the 28th. Janie's been in the hospital. I understand she's home now.
She is home.
Well, that's wonderful
Amen.
News. Wonderful news. And Cal Oxer is on the 30th. How old's Cal these days? About 30, 35?
He's at least that. Yeah.
And happy anniversary to William and Marlene Miller on the 31st. I can't believe she's still putting up with William that long. So let's get back to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
You who are on the road must have a goal that you can live by, and so become yourself. Cause the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. If I was here, just slowly go by and feed them on your dream. The one they fix, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If told you, you would cry. Or just look at them inside. And know they love you. And you, our tender years, get those fears that your elder grew by, and so please. Help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well. that children's hand will slowly go by and feed them on your dreams. The one they face, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if told you you would cry. So just look at them inside and know they love you.
Amen. One of our favorites.
Send that out to Lisa Sayers.
Yeah.
Hayside, West Virginia.
Or Virginia?
Yeah, that's Virginia.
Virginia.
He's calling and
sending
out Hayside.
All right. Well, all right then. Here, this one will work. Hayside, West Virginia. I've not heard of Hayside. I don't believe, but
got a lake down there.
Really?
Flanagan Lake down there around Hayside.
Well, this goes out to Hayside, West Virginia. Yeah. Don't have any other name except that one. This is one that. We love doing, did it, as a matter of fact, this morning on that worldwide tour from Highland Church. So, yeah, standing ovation, that's exactly right. Didn't think it was ever going to get off the stage. If it wasn't for that long-winded preacher that followed the singing, why, we'd have stayed home. And here's one called Tenderly Calling. Sometimes when I'm feeling lonesome and no one on earth seems to care, all by myself in the darkness with no one and nothing to share, just when it feels like it's over and I'll never make it alone, I hear the voice of angels tenderly calling me home. Home, come on home. Ye who are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly call me. Home, come on home. I try to keep it together, and I never let on that I'm scared. So sometimes I fall to pieces, scattered and lost everywhere. Just when it feels like it's hopeless and I'll never make it alone, I hear the voice deep inside me tenderly calling me home. Home, come on home. Softly and tenderly calling, home, come on home. Don't be afraid of the darkness, don't run away from the storm. Stand up and face your reflection and feelings you try to ignore. Cause after the tempest is over, you get yourself come on through. You'll hear the voice of silence tenderly calling you home. Home, come on home. You are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly call.
sweet and dirty calling. Home, come on home.
Amen. Tenderly calling.
Amen.
Tenderly calling. Going out to Hayside.
Hayside.
Hayside, West Virginia.
Well, Jim, have you been out tearing your work truck up any?
No, not late.
Well, Wallace said we'd see you in a few days.
Oil in it.
Huh?
I was out there either last week or week before and they changed the oil in it.
They take good care of you?
Absolutely. Always do.
And they told me they treated you like a stepchild.
They sure
I didn't know.
I can feel it in my leg.
I didn't know what that meant.
I can't.
Who are you talking about, Jim?
I have no idea. Oh, we're talking about Connelly.
You have no idea?
I was looking at Glenn. I was getting ready to say we're talking about Glenn right now.
I thought you was talking about that cat.
That is a good one. The cat wasn't it, Glenn.
Brother, what was that you was
well,
telling on the cat?
There's a little boy out in the backyard is playing with his cat. And his mother heard a terrible sound. I mean, just the cat was just in peril of some kind, just a screaming. So the little boy mother goes out and sees the little boy got the cat by the neck, trying to put it in a bucket of water. Jim, she says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm baptizing this cat." And she said, "Don't you know cats don't like water?" He said, "Then she should have never joined my church."
What do you think about that, Lynn?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Good.
Well, we better talk a little bit about Connelly Tire.
We sure had, or we might be, he may have us by the neck.
You know, Connelly Tire, Jim, they're kind of like an institution in
Absolutely.
Johnson County. They've been out there forever. 297-2424 is the number. Everybody knows that. And Chris has been changing oil and changing tires since he was 10 years old, standing on a milk crate, Wallace told me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Wallace is one of the best storytellers I've ever sat and listened to.
He's a historian.
He's fun to talk to.
He sure is.
If you can keep him awake. He's hard to
keep
awake.
If you
get
him started talking about Johnson County, he had
said that. Oh, I find it very interesting.
He is real interesting.
His son Joe put out a couple books, too.
He did, and he's got them out there.
Boy, they're very interesting. And Wallace is a very nice man, and he'll help you. They got a great waiting room out there, and they do have tires out there, believe it or not. They got any kind of tire you need, and the strongest coffee I've ever drank in my life. Andrew, if those babies are keeping you up at night, stop in at Connelly Tire and get you a cup of coffee, and you'll run Samuel on the ground. Oh, it's strong. You know,
it is.
But it's fast. It's fast.
It works
but
quick.
They got the good Interstate batteries out there, Jim.
Absolutely.
And they're home of the $25 synthetic
oil change
out there. They do brake jobs out there. Just anything you
and
need.
And they decorate your vehicles if you want lighting or something to set your truck off.
Jim, they got wheels out there that
they
you
sure
can
do.
Buy to customize your vehicles. You know, I think Jerry ought to get him a fancy set of wheels.
I think I should.
For the preacher car.
I think so.
Put some lights underneath your car.
Sure, and on both sides, right? Preacher man.
Yeah. That'd be good. You could cruise the plaza with the kids. There you go. Play the Highland Bluegrass Quartet wide
Absolutely.
Open.
Absolutely. That would go over well.
But anyway, go see our good friends at Connelly Tire. I will advise you. If you are a checker player, he's got a checkerboard out there.
He's got three or four of them last time I was out there.
He'll take you to the cleaners if you play him. I'll warn you right now. He's a checker player.
He is, Glenn. You need to go see him.
He disposed of Bill Bowling in pretty short order.
It's like riding a bicycle. Yeah. You never forget, Glenn.
Well, we got time for a couple more numbers, guys. Let's do a couple more.
You don't have to move that mountain, help me, Lord, climb it. You don't have to move that stumbling block, guide me, Lord, around it. We must climb a great high mountain, reach God's greatest kingdom. But in His Word you'll find strength, you will just believe Him. You don't have to move that mountain, help me, Lord, climb it. You don't have to move the stumbling block, guide me, Lord, around it. Oh, the way is filled
could get gone. Sometimes we make a fortune. God will grant you strength, my friend, or you need them by the altar. You don't have to move that mountain. Help me, Lord, climb it. You don't have to move the stumbling block. Guide me, Lord, around it. Guide me, Lord, around it. Guide me, Lord, around it. All righty.
Amen. Boy, this hour has flown by, Jim.
Surely not. It ain't going by that fast.
It's almost quitting time.
It sure is.
We want to say good luck to the Kentucky Wildcats
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
And, well, we want to say good luck to the SEC.
They've still got three in.
There's three SEC teams playing today.
Yep.
And if you watch the Kentucky game tonight, do not call me because I'll be in church and I'm taping it and we'll be watching it when I get home. So don't call me.
Don't call to send him a text.
No. But anyway, we want to wish the good luck to the
absolutely.
Kentucky Wildcats and the SEC.
We sure do, Dave.
Said what?
Wallace, really, they keep, that coffee keeps him going. That energizes him.
There you go. Yeah. Well, he'll have to go to college.
That's
then.
True.
He'll have to go to college.
Absolutely.
All righty. Till we see you next week, we always want to remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
Highland Bluegrass Quartet, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Great to be here, David.
Brother, it's good to be here with you. Till we see you next week. Take care. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Listen to me, sinner, don't you want to go? Before some days coming back again, you know. If that wrong ain't righted, you'll be lost in sin.
Get in line, brother.
He will take you in. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righting that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old time song.
Get in line, brother.
If you want to go home.
Amen.
Oh, J.D. Listen to me, Satan, I have righted that wrong. Got one way ticket and I'm going on. I've got no worries as I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righting that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song. If you want to go home. If I could tell you, brother, just how I feel, then I'm sure you know the love of God is real. Then you'll be praying while I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righting that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home.
you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.